right, ready for this. We're tackling a story you picked out, the two thieves crucified next to Jesus, using Discover Jesus as our guide. And I think we're in for more than just a simple Bible story here. Roman history, rebellions, heroism, what makes a true hero, it's all kind of packed in.
You noticed that right away, yeah. It's easy to just gloss over this story, but when you dig into the detail, there's so much there. Historical stuff and even, you know, deeper psychological stuff, too.
Okay, so picture it. Two thieves on crosses, right next to Jesus. One's yelling insult. The other one has this huge E moment of repentance. We kind of know the basic story, but the source calls them brigands, which got me thinking.
Good catch. That word brigand, it means something way more serious than just a couple of petty thieves. We're probably talking about guys involved in some kind of organized resistance against the Romans. Think more like guerrilla fighters than pickpockets.
And that connects to something else the source mentioned. It says both of them were cursing at Jesus at first, just like everybody else in the crowd. So what makes one of them suddenly change his mind? It's a big shift in the middle of, well, being crucified.
It is a big shift, and we can understand it better when we look at the historical context, specifically the Zealots. They were a Jewish group known for fiercely resisting Roman rule, often violently. And that's where the source's mention of Barabbas comes in.
Hold on, Barabbas. The prisoner Pilate let go free instead of Jesus.
Hmm.
What did he have to do with any of this?
Well, a lot of scholars believe Barabbas was actually a Zealot leader. To many people, he was like a freedom fighter, you know, a hero. So now we've got these two brigands, probably connected to the Zealot movement, and in his final moments, one of them has this radical change of heart. Doesn't really sound like your typical day at Calvary, right?
Definitely not. And get this, the source even says Jesus smiled at the thief who repented. In the middle of all that suffering, that's a pretty striking detail. What do you think about that smile?
It's powerful, isn't it? And it's not just a smile, it's a smile of approval, of real understanding. We see a lot of pictures of Jesus in agony on the cross, but this detail shows a different side of him, a side of compassion in the middle of all that pain.
So we've got these two brigands, maybe followers of Barabbas, and they represent two totally different reactions to Jesus. One dies clinging to his earthly hero, a symbol of rebellion.
And the other one finds a new hero in the one who seems totally powerless, dying right there next to him. Which makes you wonder, what does it really mean to be a hero? Maybe it's not who we think it is at first?
Okay, that's giving me chills. Because isn't that something we're still struggling with today? Who are our heroes? What actually makes someone a true hero? Feels like a story from 2,000 years ago speaking directly to us.
You're getting at one of the most powerful things about this story. It's timeless. This isn't just about two criminals. It's about choices, about where our faith is, and about finding heroism in the most unexpected places.
And speaking of unexpected, let's talk about what happens to the thief who repents. He doesn't just get forgiven, he gets promised paradise. That's a pretty huge deal.
Absolutely. It's a big idea and worth taking a closer look at what people believed back then about the afterlife and what it might mean for us now.
Okay, I'm hooked. Let's unpack paradise.
Paradise, in this story, it wasn't just some vague, happy place idea. The source makes it clear that this was a really hot topic back then. All the different Jewish groups had totally different ideas about what happened after you died. Some believed in an actual physical resurrection. Others believed in like a spiritual afterlife.
Gotcha. So how does this thief fit into all of that? What did he get promised exactly?
Well, the source says that Jesus used the word paradise very specifically. It wasn't just about escaping punishment or anything. It was about this state of being blessed, being close to God.
So less about pearly gates and harps, more about like a deep spiritual connection.
Exactly. And, you know, for a guy literally staring death in the face, that must have been an incredibly powerful thing to hear. Makes you wonder what might have been going through his head at that moment.
I know, right? To go from cursing Jesus to believing he's going to paradise, it's wild. It's such a dramatic change. What does the source say about why he did that?
Well, one thing it points out is that the thief wasn't just reacting to what Jesus said. He was really affected by how Jesus was acting, his composure, even while everyone was mocking him and hurting him.
So he saw something in Jesus that he hadn't seen in Barabbas or the other revolutionaries. Like, it wasn't just about fighting back. It was something more.
You got it. The source even suggests this brigand might have been one of Barabbas's followers. But seeing Jesus handle that suffering with so much dignity, it seems like it totally changed how he understood strength and what a real hero was.
It makes you think, what if this guy had never met Jesus on that cross? Would he have died, still thinking Barabbas and his violent rebellion were the way to freedom?
That's a good question. It shows just how big of an impact this random encounter had on him. The source suggests that for this guy, it was a turning point, like his whole worldview got flipped upside down.
And that's what makes this story go from just an interesting story to something that really makes you think. Because if we're honest with ourselves, don't we all have our own versions of Barabbas, people, or ideas that we've put up on a pedestal, maybe without ever asking why?
You're right. It's a tough thing to do, to look at our heroes and everything we believe in and ask, are these things actually worth following? Are they leading us towards something good, or are they just distracting us with empty promises?
Whoa, that's hitting close to home now. This isn't just some old Bible story anymore. It's like it's holding up a mirror to us.
And that's exactly why this story is so brilliant and why it's still relevant today. It makes us ask those uncomfortable questions. Who are we following? What do we really care about? What do we actually believe in? And in the end, what does a true hero look like in our own lives?
It's like the source is saying, hey, take a look at your life. Are you on Team Barabbas or Team Jesus? And you know that choice, it matters? Like this story shows us.
You said it. Choosing between those two guys, between those two paths, it's not just some story from the past. It's happening in our lives right now, every day. What are we making a priority? What are we willing to give up for it?
And that brings us right back to that surprising moment with Jesus smiling at the thief who repented. The source makes a big deal about it. It's not just a quick smile. Is Jesus really acknowledging this guy? It's like he's saying, I see you. I hear you. And even with all the stuff you've done in the past, there's a place for you.
Right. And that's what makes this idea of paradise so important. It's not just some prize you get for being good. It's about that feeling of acceptance, that complete forgiveness, even when you're about to die. The source even says that promising paradise was a really different way of thinking about the afterlife back then.
So this thief who was just cursing with everybody else a few minutes ago, he gets this totally new perspective, a different kind of hero, a different kind of kingdom. What a change.
It's a huge change, and the source says it happened in a very specific way. The thief admits that he's gutsy, then he recognizes that Jesus is innocent, and finally he calls Jesus Lord. It's almost like a step-by-step guide to repentance, even in the worst possible situation.
It makes me think maybe the source is using this story to tell us that it's never too late to change. Never too late to find that paradise, that feeling of peace and connection, even when it feels impossible.
That's a really great point. This thief story reminds us that it's always possible to find redemption even at the very end. But it also challenges us to look deeper to see those Barabbas figures that we might be holding on to, and to be open to finding true heroes and true hope in the places we least expect them.
Wow. A lot to think about. I feel like we've just scratched the surface here. This deep dive into Discover Jesus has been really eye-opening. It's made me question a lot of things about what I think a hero is about faith and about where I'm putting my own hope. Thanks for taking us through this. It's been amazing.
It's been my pleasure. And to everyone listening, I hope this deep dive inspires you to take another look at this story for yourself. See how it might connect to your own life and your own journey.